New pitcher on the mound for the Chiefs as Alan McCormick comes in to pitch. He'll face off against the top of the order. The first pitch to the leadoff hitter Max Earhart is a strike on a high inside corner. And it's 0-1. Give you the numbers for McCormick in just a second as that pitch is a changeup that misses low. It's a 1-1 count. And some substitution for the Chiefs as well as Rivera comes in to take over for McCormick at third base. The 1-1 pitch is swung on and grounded into the hole into left field for a base hit. A leadoff single for Earhart. And the Pioneers already looking to threaten again in this inning. Get you the final stat line on Josh Surgao first real quick. He went 3 innings, gave up 4 runs on 5 hits, 2 walks, and 4 strikeouts. And I guess, like I was saying, it looked like I think that pitch count was starting to worry B.I. Alderson a little bit. And he decided to pull the plug on Surigao's evening as a pickoff throw over to first base, keeping Earhart close. Caleb Ramey up to the plate. He's 0 for 2 today. That pitch is a strike on the inside black. And it's 0-1. Get you these numbers for Alan McCormick. This is his 9th appearance. Pitched last night as well. Or excuse me, actually I take that back. I was thinking it was McCormick who pitched. It was actually Grayson Simpson who pitched last night as another pickoff throw over to first base, keeping Earhart close. McCormick, this is his 9th appearance. Has a 0 ERA, .82 whip. Has 6 walks and 19 strikeouts. He's been very effective thus far this season. As that ball is hit out into left field again. A line drive into shallow left field in there for a base hit. And 2 batters, 2 base hits. And that will bring up A.J. Sheppard. Sheppard, one of a few Division 1 commits for this Patriot team. Actually, officially one of 3 Division 1 commits as of right now for this Patriot team. And he's definitely the biggest in terms of the size of the school. He's committed to Indiana in the Big Ten. The first pitch to Sheppard will not come quite yet. Sheppard is the second-ranked catcher and the 12th-ranked overall recruit in Virginia in the class of 2022. He is a senior, so he will be going to Indiana next season as that pitch is a strike at the knees. And it's 0-1. He's considered the 344th ranked recruit in the nation. And during the non-high school season, he's played for Canes National New York Mets scout team. So the Mets already looking at him as a pickoff throw over to second base. Again, no one covering, but again, Simpson is able to catch it before it goes out into center field. So kind of interesting, those of you who are Mets fans, if there are anyone up in the tri-state area listening, you may be seeing a future Met right here. Who knows? As that pitch misses high, 1-1 count. Runner on second base. Oh, actually on that pitch, both runners advanced on defensive indifference. So now runners at second and third with nobody out. And Patriot is looking to score a few more. That pitch is a ball just off the plate. That pitch was actually a called strike, so it's a 1-1 count now. The 1-1 pitch. Misses low in the dirt. Good block by Oxendine there. Shepherd thus far this season has been perfect with runners in scoring position, batting a perfect 1,000. The 2-1 pitch. Ball just a little low, and it's a 3-1 count. Sun almost completely set here in North Myrtle Beach. McCormick gets set and fires. That ball is swung on and lofted out into deep center field, ranging back. Another ball that I did not think was going to go as far as it did. Hall had to go almost all the way back to the wall to make the catch. And that will be more than deep enough to allow both runners to advance. So that's a sacrifice fly and an RBI for A.J. Shepherd. And now it's a 5-0 ball game. As well as driving in the run, it also advances Ramey up to third. So another run is just 90 feet away. That'll bring up Mason Balsas, the cleanup hitter. He has not had an official at-bat yet today. Walked in both of his first two plate appearances, and in the second one, came around to score. The first pitch to Balsas is a ball, and it's a 1-0 count. Balsas, another one of those Division I recruits, he is going to Longwood University. The 1-0 pitch, a called strike at the knees, and it's a 1-1 count. Aces are wild, 1-on-1 out, and a 1-1 count. He is considered a catcher this, as that pitch is a strike at the knees, and it's a 0-2 count now. This team has two of the top five catchers in the state of Virginia on this team. As I mentioned, with Shepherd, he's a second-ranked catcher. That's a called strike three on the low inside corner, and there are two away. This would be a big bounce back for McCormick. Yes, he gave up a run, but it could have been a lot worse. As I'll bring up Kyle Vandenberg. He's 1-for-2 today with an RBI double and a run scored. But like I was mentioning before, that pitch is swung on and grounded into the hole. A long throw and able to get in. What an amazing throw. Not quite a Jeter-esque, but very close to it. Not quite the jump throw, but Simpson having to throw across his body in the hole and an outstanding throw to get Vandenberg at first and end the inning. But not before the Pioneers get another run on the board. One run on two hits, no errors, and one left on base. After 3.5, 5-0 Pioneers here on the North Myrtle Beach Chiefs Sports Network.